Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
The first circle, and what I would say that every couple needs to start with, is connection.
One of the gentlemen she was talking to every week said that her call is the only person that she talks to other than kind of medical professionals.
We have guys in Stockton, part of our team. We have a ministry team that goes around, just talks to people, knocks on doors, says hello. And the biggest thing they get response for is, can we pray for you?
Elevating the kingdom of God throughout Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
Welcome to Kingdom Works Radio. It's so good to have you with us today. You are going to love our program today. It's such a privilege to bring stories about what is happening around our region. And today I am with Paige Kopp. Welcome, Paige.
Good morning.
So good to have you with us. We are going to be talking all about foster caring. You are an incredible foster carer in our region, and it's really important for us to have an understanding about what foster care looks like and how we as the church, the broader church, can be a part of supporting people who are foster caring.
Awesome, so good.
Not only that, there's also a great need, but we're going to talk about that in a little bit. Hey, just before we keep going, I just wanted to remind you, you can jump on kingdomworks.org.au and subscribe to our e-news, which will give you all the information about what's coming up around the region, and also give you more information about this interview and more as we continue on our conversation today. So Paige, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Tell us about how you got into foster caring and
Good morning again.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me. What an honor to be able to share my heart, and I just pray that I can speak the heart of Jesus more than anything, because what I've learned is that God, I believe there's a mandate on Christians to care for the orphan.
Yeah, beautiful.
Care for the widow, and that doesn't mean we're all called to be carers, but I think we're all called to step in some sort of capacity to care for the orphan. And when you look at the Bible throughout, it's constantly talking about God's heart for the children. And, you know, he says, come to me like children, but he also talks about the vulnerable child, and, you know, they call him father of the fatherless and defender of the widow. And I just think that as Christians, the amount of times it's said throughout the Bible, like, why aren't we picking up on that more?
Yeah.
Like, we put so much emphasis on, you know, revival and bringing revival to our nation, which is incredible, and there's needs for all those things, but sometimes revival starts with the smallest as well. And how are we going to impact the youngest generations who are going to grow up in the church? Well, that's the hope.
It is the hope,
if you can start with them.
Absolutely.
I have been involved in caring for vulnerable children since I was really young. I remember even in year four, there was girls in my class who were in foster care, and I think that was my first exposure to foster care. I always had a heart for the least of these and the people that were set to the side and not, you know, the ones that people would pick up on, pick on in school. And but it was probably 2010-ish, or actually I went on my first mission trip in 2008, and so I think that's where it started.
And you had you did quite a few mission trips.
That first one was solo to Vanuatu with Teen Missions, and we like helped paint schools and care for people there. But it was being the hands and feet of Jesus on the ground with the kids is what I loved the most, and what I think what I took back from that. But then we had friends who adopted from an orphanage in the Philippines, and it was through them that we connected with this orphanage, and it's called Gentle Hands, and it's in the Philippines. And I went over there for the first time in 2012 or 2013, and we were only there for 3 days on that trip, and my heart just broke for these children, and I was 14 at the time.
Wow. And it only takes a moment, right, for God to do something so life-changing and impacting. Yeah.
Once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Yeah.
You know, and once he breaks your heart for something, like, that's, it's game over. Like, you just fall headfirst into that. So that was my first trip. I was with family for that one, and I went back 2 months later on my own, and I worked at Macca's, saved up all my money, went over, and on that trip, I seen babies being born and
wow.
cared for children who literally had just come off the streets. And it was, my heart just broke yeah. for these kids and how vulnerable they were and
yeah.
how little they were and the need for it. So I think it started with that and got traveling there multiple times a year up until COVID hit, really.
Yep.
I went a few times a year. And it was after that that I started having these dreams of kids being in my car and they weren't mine and I knew they weren't mine.
Yep.
And I knew I was always called to foster care or adoption in some sort of capacity.
Yeah, well.
But I never knew what that would look like. The assumption was once I'm married and settled and had a family and a house of my own.
Yeah.
And,
so how old are you now? How old were you then?
When I was authorized.
Yeah, when you were getting, having those dreams.
Having those dreams, 21.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm 25 now.
Yep.
But yeah, I started having dreams at 21.
Because there is a myth, isn't there, that in order to be a foster carer, you need to have it all, like have
absolutely.
All the fam, like a married yep. or, you know, have your own home. Yep. Like you need to be not single, yep. basically, and older.
Yeah.
Right?
I think you need to have it all together, have your kids already.
Yep. But that's not the case.
Absolutely not.
Yep.
The need is real. And I think they're willing to take anyone who has a heart for it.
Yeah.
You've obviously got to be in a situation where it's going to be safe for the child.
Absolutely, yeah.
And have the means to care for the child. But there's just the need and,
yeah.
you know, I was single. I was living at home with my family, 21 years old, and they said, let's do this.
Yeah. And so your heart really has been for the vulnerable, as you've yeah. already said to us. And I guess the question is, how do you see foster caring now? So obviously foster caring takes a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of time. It like is a heart journey that you go on.
Yeah.
How do you, if you know, we're, the need is great, we want to encourage people to be foster carers if they're able to be, and how would you describe the journey of being a foster carer?
I don't want to sugarcoat anything.
Yeah.
It is incredibly difficult and it is a calling.
Yeah.
If you're going to step into it, you need to feel that calling from God. And to be honest, I don't know who anyone, I don't understand how non-Christians step into this
yeah,
and do it
well.
Because there is a gracing that comes with it. And
yep.
with anything in Christian life, like if you know you're called to something, God's going to grace you for
mm-hmm.
it and he's going to give you the ability to sustain. And so it's the same with being a carer. Like, he will call you specifically and
yeah.
I think you'll know, and he'll
yeah.
be really specific to give you the dreams about it and
yeah.
to put people in line with you, to open your heart to it. And sometimes we don't even think about it till it comes up. You know, if you're listening to this today, this could be your first exposure really
yeah, right.
to the need.
Absolutely.
But I think my encouragement is that if God is calling you to it, he's
yeah.
going to grace you to it, and he knows a child that's going to be in your home. And yes, it is incredibly difficult, and it takes like literally every day asking God for his strength,
yeah.
his grace, you know, that daily bread and the manna
mm.
is what I rely on day in, day out. And as a
which
Christian,
is what as Christians we should be doing
absolutely.
Every day, no matter what we're doing, right?
Yeah.
Hey, if you've just joined us, before we continue, I just want to let you know we're talking to Paige Kopp, and she is one of the incredible foster carers in our region, doing an amazing job with her beautiful girl. And just knowing that there are lots of people like Paige who we can support, and we can be more aware of how, as the broader church, we can be a part of
yeah.
your journey. And so Paige, yeah, continue with that whole idea of it's difficult, there's difficult
mm-hmm.
moments and times
yeah.
absolutely. You need to know you're called, you need to trust God, rely
yeah.
on God with in all of those spaces, but would be so rewarding as well, right?
Absolutely. It's what an honor to care for the least of these
yeah.
and to have that calling from God. And you know, each child he puts in your home is ordained, and you have to believe it's ordained and that he knows what he's doing. And you know, you may not see the fruit of it right now, but
yeah.
you know, years down the track, you know, if you have a child that comes into your home and you know, they're reunified or they go on to be with another family for whatever reason, you know, the seeds that we're planting are so important. And I have a little girl with me at the moment who's 3. And just even the little things like getting to pray with her before she goes to a visit with her bio family or before she goes to daycare, or, you know, I play the blessing over her each night. And she knows, and she knows the prayers now. And last week I went to drop her off and I had to run back inside to grab something. I got in the car and she was already doing the prayer on her own, and she was saying, God, thank you.
Yeah, that's so beautiful.
You're good, God. Like, and it's a prayer that I've done every, you know, multiple times a week over her, but she knows it now, and it brings such like a beautiful, I don't know what the right word is, but whatever happens, she's got that prayer in her heart.
Yeah.
And I've put that seed there, and I can trust that God is going to let that sprout in His timing. And you never know the impact it's going to have on in the people in her life to come. Oh. Like, yes, it's her right now, but could you imagine if her whole family got saved down the line?
Yeah, amazing.
And she has a very big family and a very broken family. And like, imagine them all being in church one day and being able to, despite everything they've been through, give thanks to God that,
because of those seeds that have been planted. Seeds.
And as Christians, that's one of the most important things we can do.
Absolutely. So that's it brings us to that idea of how can we, the church, be more aware. Absolutely, we need more carers. And if this is something that maybe you're listening today and thinking, you know, God has been stirring you already, and this is like a confirmation that you need to pursue that. And there's some really great organizations that you can get in contact with. We'll have some links on our website as well that you'll be able to jump on and find different organizations that you can connect with. But how can we as the church support you and other foster carers who are in our congregations right now?
Yeah. Sometimes it's the most basic of things.
Yeah.
You know, dropping a meal off.
Yeah.
Like, the days are long. You know, even just as a parent, the days are long.
Yeah.
And you're caring for your own children. But when you have all these appointments thrown in the mix, you know, pediatrician appointments, caseworkers dropping by, like visitation, sometimes you can have multiple visitations a week for these children, and there's a lot of disruption that comes with that to their behaviors. And sometimes the last thing you want to do is make dinner or do the washing. And I've heard of families, they leave their washing on the front porch, and each week a family comes by, picks it up, takes it home, washes it,
so practical,
drops it back off a couple of days later folded and ready for them to put away. If the family has other kids in their home, it's saying, hey, let me take them out for ice cream for a couple of hours. Can I come with you to do your grocery shopping and help you with your kids? Because sometimes the last thing, you know, even as new mums, you don't want someone to come and just take your baby. But it's nice to have someone come alongside you and help you. And so it's sometimes it's just those simple little practical things as well as just being, you know, it's as a carer, it's really hard to ask for help sometimes.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It can just be the phone call. I'm at the shops right now. Can I pick something up for you? I'm doing this. Can I drop this off for you? I'm sending you a meal voucher. Go get yourself and your family dinner.
Yeah, beautiful. So such simple, practical ways that we, the church, can better support our foster carers. And just knowing also that there are other organisations around our region that you can get involved with, that you can help to volunteer with, all of those sorts of things, which, again, we might put some links on our website for you to be able to have a look at. And also to be aware and know that these young people are loved by God. They need all the support around them that they can get. And the families, the extra support that you are able to give them will be such a blessing to them in the long run. And just maybe if you're thinking about it today and you know a foster carer, how about you have a think about, how could I help them? Give them a, send them a text. Ask, what is it that I can practically do for you today? And also, I would suggest having them on your regular prayer list.
Absolutely.
Be praying for those families and be praying for those children who find themselves in these situations unasked for, but found in a situation where they're unable to be with their biological family for whatever reason. being able to pray for them and pray for the family is so important, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And to touch on all that as well, I think, you know, as I said earlier, we're not all called to be carers.
Yeah.
But we're all called to support in some way. So it could be simple things like this. But also, you know, maybe you're called to help mentor these children.
Yeah.
And to, you know, a lot of the agencies have an option to be like an auntie or an uncle.
Yeah, great.
And it's like a mentorship program or, you know, they you say if you can't foster, if you can't adopt foster, if you can't foster, mentor, if you can't mentor, I think it's like teach. I can't remember it off the top of my head. And then pray.
Yeah.
But also, aside all this, one thing I would say is become trauma informed.
Yes, great.
Because these children have so much trauma.
Yeah.
And even if you're not in the home caring for them.
Yeah, great.
If you're wanting to help carers or if you're a school teacher, you work at OOSH, if you're in the children's ministry at church, become trauma informed. You know, TAFE have little courses that you can do that are only a couple of weeks long that you can do online. There's so many different avenues to become trauma informed, asking questions, you know.
Yeah, there's so many organizations that you can do that training through.
Yeah.
It's been such a pleasure having you with us today, Paige. We could talk all day. There are so many things. And maybe we should have another conversation in the future because I feel like you are going to change this space.
Oh,
so
thank you.
We should be watching out for you and what you're going to do in this area. Thank you so much and bless you for being such an incredible carer for some of the most vulnerable people in our community.
So
if you are listening today, this is Kingdom Works Radio. We're so glad you joined us. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
This has been Kingdom Works on Rema FM.